This week, a new statewide public education campaign was launched called Wyoming Unites for Marriage. The idea is to get support for same-sex couples. Earlier this year, a lawsuit was filed to try and make same-sex marriage legal in Wyoming. Jaron Artery of the group Wyoming Equality joins us, and he says the lawsuit seems like the quickest way to get equality.
One of the things that we talked about after the last legislative session, not this year's budget session, but in 2013, we had a domestic partnership bill, marriage equality bill, and non-discrimination bill. And after that session, even though our bills made really great progress, we thought, what is the quickest way to bring about marriage equality? Do we continue to pursue through the legislature? And I have no doubt we could probably get there eventually. But one of the things we ask ourselves is, shall we litigate? And litigation became, to us anyways, the clearest option at that point.
So what would this do?
There's two couples that have been married in another jurisdiction and just want Wyoming to recognize their relationship. And then there's two couples that are not married, but they want to get married in Wyoming. So what it would basically do is, for those same-sex couples that have been married legally in another jurisdiction, Wyoming would recognize that marriage and that relationship. And for the couples that want to get married here in Wyoming, they would have the freedom to do so.
Jaron Artery visiting with us. I want to talk a little bit about your strategy here. Not only are you doing things legally, but you're also trying to build up coalitions in the state of I think, as you're calling them, diverse people. How is that going?
It's going fantastic. It's not only same-sex couples saying, look, I want the freedom to marry, but I think it's also important that we show that there are leaders in the faith community that are involved, and this is important to them. There's, you know, our straight allies. It's important to everyone. So we want to show that this just isn't same-sex couples, but there is broad and diverse support for this across Wyoming.
So what is the strategy? Will you have people speaking communities, ads? What is the plan?
Yes, all of the above. We're planning other towns and communities, everything from town halls to student events, faith coalition, and we'll be featuring same-sex couples, community leaders, elected officials, clergy, allies, basically our friends and neighbors. We'll be focusing on messaging around all those folks that I just mentioned, hoping to show that Wyoming really is ready for this.
What do you feel are the myths or at least stereotypes you need to knock down?
Oh, good question. You know, like the last few years when we were pursuing this legislatively, and we're definitely not done. There's some other things that we'd like to pursue legislatively, but I hear a lot of things that we're not normal, that we're asking for special rights, and we're trying to redefine the institution of marriage. I hear that same-sex couples are going to wreck the institution of marriage. A lot of religious arguments, you know, the Bible says this is not right. And so it's kind of the same arguments that we hear year after year.
Trying to put a face on it for people so they're maybe not as concerned?
I think that's important. I think if we can put a face to this and show that we are here. You know, my fiance Mike, he just moved up here in October from Denver, and we've been dating for over 2 years and recently got engaged. And some of our friends down in Denver, they're like, what are you doing going to Wyoming? There's not any support up there. And what we found, what Mike has found is, you know, the move has been great. And, you know, we surround ourselves with really great supportive people. You know, we're hardworking professionals here in Cheyenne. We don't want to leave. Wyoming is our home. I was born and raised in Wheatland. I've been here in Cheyenne for about 6 years. Wyoming is home, and we want to stay here and build our careers. And there's just, it's silly that a same-sex couple would think that they would have to go somewhere else to be entitled to freedoms that other couples have with a $15 marriage certificate.
One last question before you go, and I should have asked this earlier, but I think there's a lot of misunderstanding out there about what the benefits of marriage would be beyond, you know, a love partnership. Why is this so critical, do you think?
It's a great question. You know, one of the things, like Mike and I, we cannot file a joint federal tax return, but there's over 1,100 rights and benefits that our heterosexual friends are entitled to that same-sex couples are not entitled to. And, you know, one of the very basic ones, too, is hospital visitation, being able to hold your loved one's hand if, God forbid, the unthinkable were to happen, passing property to one another, leaving pension plans, assets, that sort of thing. Those are probably some of the biggest, some of the most key talking points that we like to share and make everybody aware of, that there is some true discrimination in the system as it currently stands.
Jared, if people want to know more about what's going on and want to check out the Facebook page, where do they go?
WyomingUnites.org is the website. And if they go on Facebook, they could also search Wyoming Unites, and the same thing on Twitter.
Jaron Artery, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Open Spaces.
Thanks for having me, Bob. It's always great to talk to you.